Should the house of a former Philadelphia mafia boss become a city landmark? It's a question at the center of a debate ever since the South Philadelphia home of the notorious Angelo Bruno was nominated to the city's historical commission. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Former mafia godfather Angelo Bruno, known as the Gentle Don, was gunned down in front of his South Philly home in the spring of 1980. And his daughter, Jeannie, has looked after the place ever since.
Look at my hair, my God. I usually put on makeup. Not that it matters, I'm 75.
She remembers her dad a little differently than most. He never cursed, he liked his macaroni al dente, and when she was little, the La Cosa Nostra figure taught her how to play Happy Birthday on the piano in their vestibule.
I'm not saying he's a gangster, but I am saying you don't know how hard it is to keep people in line.
Recently, Jeannie Bruno received a piece of mail informing her that the architecturally unremarkable row home was nominated for a place on the city's historic register. Historian Celeste Morello submitted the application. She says the home is part of Philadelphia's heritage.
And it's an interesting story, and the history affects all of us.
Morello once sold real estate for Jeannie Bruno's late husband and has written a book about Angelo Bruno. She says the FBI's surveillance of the Gentle Don helped create modern corruption laws used to go after organized crime.
We're not out to give any kind of positive spin on anything that caused harm to people and made people suffer. We're trying to just use them as a way to educate.
The idea of historically highlighting the once infamous home has generated some pushback.
It's not necessary, and I don't see what it does for us in South Philadelphia. And it kind of stereotypes Italian Americans.
Former city councilman Frank DiCicco says the history of the mob in South Philly is not something that should be celebrated. It's a legacy that he's personally had to combat.
I know the prejudices. I mean, there are people who look at me and say, oh, you're one of them Italian guys from South Philly. You remember the mafia? That's the part that I think we need to get away from.
Other mafia-connected properties have been designated historic for having a distinctive architectural style, but Angelo Bruno's home, if it gains the commission's blessing, would be the first home of a former gangster that becomes protected for social reasons.
That's your history, and you want to remember all of it. You don't want to whitewash it and just remember the parts that you feel proud of.
The Philadelphia Inquirer's architecture critic, Inga Saffron.
I mean, I don't think preserving this house means that you're glorifying the mob. You're simply acknowledging that this history that existed in Philadelphia.
Saffron says the home could maybe one day serve as a mafia museum.
That he lived no differently than, you know, a carpenter or another working person. And yet he had this reputation of being so powerful. Just to see that house makes it so much more real.
Angelo Bruno was the boss of a gang that killed people.
The nomination gives author George Anastasia pause. He's written about the Philly Mafia for more than 40 years. He says the gentle touch myth of Angelo Bruno came about
only after he died, and because the guys that came after him were psychopathic murderers.
Whether the site of fame or infamy, Jeannie Bruno says she's been the homekeeper for so long because the home is full of memories of her dad.
Nobody knows him like I do, you know. He'd come home, he'd lie on the couch like this. He'd look at the wall, and he'd think. And I'd say, Daddy, what are you thinking? And he'd say, my thoughts are my own.
But she's finally ready to leave it behind. She's trying to sell the property and perhaps move to Florida. Since word spread about the home maybe becoming an official part of Philadelphia history, offers have been pouring in. The real estate agent with Keller Williams said he's fielded offers from Texas, China, and Sicily, though he wasn't at liberty to reveal the identity of the Italian bidder. The case for preservation will be made to the Historical Commission in March. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.